that I want to share with you, but amen, I know that in this time block I won't be able to share all of it. And so I just want to jump to the main portion of this. And while you're standing, turn with me in your Bible to the book of Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter. Because I'm feeling so much in the house today. Amen. My spirit is stirred up, and I know it would be all right with you, amen, if I just said, okay, we're just going to give the benediction and we're going to go home. But I believe that God's got a word for somebody. Amen. If you didn't already receive it, praise God, you're about to receive it. And if you did receive it, this is going to be confirmation. Amen. Say amen when you're there. Amen. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Look at somebody today and say, I press. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your glory that's in this place. God, we pray that you would just continue to move and have perfect liberty in Jesus' name. And let everyone say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I don't know if my hearing is off or my monitor is down or something. Let me get just a little bit more monitor up here. Praise God. But the Apostle Paul is telling the church at Philippi, he says, this one thing that I've got to do, and the reason why I am doing this is because I count not myself to have apprehended, but I realize that in order for me to go forward, that I've got to do this one thing. I've got to forget those things which are behind me. In other words, I've got to forget what happened yesterday. I've got to forget what they've always said about me. I've got to forget what I used to be in order to move ahead. You see, some of us are struggling with what we used to be versus where God is trying to take us. And as a result of us having a hard time forgetting, it's hard for us to move forward. It's hard for us to believe that God is going to do what he said that he was going to do. But I'm like the Apostle Paul when I say today, amen, that you have got to forget yesterday and you have got to reach forth unto those things which are before you. And then notice in verse number 14, he says this. He says that I press. And I don't know if you understand that word press, but when you begin to press, you see, pressing means that there's something that's going to require effort on your part. Something is going to require you to do something in order for you to make it. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you just didn't feel like it. Amen. But you knew it was the right thing to do, and you had to press. You had to push. Some of you sitting in here this morning, you had to push to get here. Am I right? Praise God. And the reason why is because the enemy didn't want you to come here today. He didn't want you to experience what you've experienced. Some of you are wrestling with thoughts in your mind right now. While all of the worship and the praising was going on, hey man, you had to press your way through. Hey man, some of you stood and clapped. Some of you cried as you began to press. But God said that you've got to continue to press forward. You've got to continue, hey man, to move forward in his will and in his purpose.